just change tapes here.
Right, so that the one of the successes was that personal involvement with the sisters and the student. I'm sure everybody included, everybody, I think the majority of the students, and they felt a very closeness together. And you really felt, I think, I don't know what the faculty is, but I know the faculty at Mundelein were very close, because if you wanted to accomplish something, you had to do it as a group, because you probably had to pool your funds, you know, you had to be innovative in how to get it done. You couldn't do that by yourself. Today, the department will say, I want my classroom painted, my office painted. I've got the money, my budget to do it. Well, it wasn't. That wasn't so back then. You know, you had to get together with everybody. So when you bought 2 gallons of paint, you were able to paint 2 offices instead of one. You know, and so I think the staff and the faculty were much closer, and I think you can see that Mundelein has like alumni meetings and that. I think a lot of people come back and support Mundelein's events. The way it appears to me, maybe I'm just going by what
appears. Yeah, I can see how given the challenges that they had and meeting the bills and all that, it develops a certain amount of do what you can to get it done attitude, and it pitches in.
Yeah, I think you can see it in the alumni that come back and help support all this group for, I believe, were supported by the sisters.
In a way, they became mentors much more than
I don't know what they were to the students, but I do know that they put a lot of personal time, not as a teacher, but as a person-to-person. You know, if they see somebody, I believe, I don't know this with that, but I believe that they saw somebody kind of teetering with not understanding something, they would possibly call up and say, you know, let's do this. Because like I say, I'd come in the morning and there would be one or two sisters sitting down with the students all the time, going over whatever they were going over. You know, so it led me to believe that there was a lot of interpersonal communication with the students. And that's what their life was about, I guess.
Well, I do really appreciate your time. You've spent just about 45 minutes here, almost an hour actually. And, mm-hmm. I guess we'll wrap it up there. But we'll, like I said, we have this gift form, if you don't mind signing that off, filling that off. And then I'll type up the transcripts, and would you be interested in seeing what comes out before I turn it in?
Yeah, would you be sure as long as there was nothing there that
and perhaps you might think of something else, or it might happen
more. I could also make you a list of names of the people who worked for me.
Oh,
who had a lot more years than I did. Like Carl had, I think, 16 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be good. You know, of course, they just worked on the maintenance. You know, they did from a maintenance perspective, not a,
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting. I'm sure you know this, the kinds of insights that people that are just around the building all the time have, and not from an academic point of view, but from the maintenance point of view, they hear the students, they interact with the students in a different way. And they have very valid points of view.
I'll
be very excited for them.
I'll work on that and see if I can.
If you don't mind, we just sign there as well. Just
see if I could pick those names for you. Like I said, they all work. One of them works in downtown. I'll put the name for you.
Okay.
Let's try calling at your work, and the numbers will come up that we're not coming up right.
Okay.
Okay.